You're with Pursuing True North. I'm Jenny Scioto.
I'm Catherine King. We're happy to be here with you guys today, talking all things confidence.
Yes. Oh, I love that word because confidence comes into every part of our life.
Everything.
Yeah.
What your confidence looks like, whether it's great, whether it's accurate or it's it's inaccurate, it really seeps into every aspect of our lives.
It does. And it's one of those, too, you need to find a good balance. Like, you don't want to be overconfident and that's come off as, like, like a jerk face. Or, and you don't want to be, like, underconfident where you don't value yourself and others don't value you when you don't value
it's
yourself.
It's true. So. It's funny because confidence has, people can see what level of confidence you have just when you walk into a room.
Yeah.
Are you overconfident because you can see it? Are you underconfident because people can sniff that out and see it too?
Yeah.
But if you can just
be,
yeah, right there in that happy space. So we're talking about being in that happy space today before we can talk about anything else.
Yeah.
About
we'll
our
be
lives.
Walking through all the aspects of confidence over the next however many weeks it takes. But yeah, so confidence in...
So where does that even... In self-talk, where does it even... That's where it starts, right?
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying to yourself in your head?
Oh, depends on the moment and what I'm doing. Oh my goodness. When I think about it, like... Well, actually, I'll go to one of my kids first. I'll get the pressure off of me first. But one of my children was having difficulties with homework, and instinctively they were muttering to themselves, "I'm stupid. I can't get this." And that mama bear comes at, like, "Don't you ever tell yourself you're stupid, because you're not." Like, and that's the truth. This child is not stupid. But internally, like, that was their first reaction to
not getting something right.
Yeah.
I've got a child doing,
like,
the same thing.
Telling themselves a lie. And the more you tell yourself a lie, the more you're going to believe it. And I've definitely been guilty of this too, of, like, you know.
You tell yourself this one negative thing and you accept it.
Yeah. And once you've accepted that, it's like you have to feed yourself truth to overcome the lie. It is very important that you don't fall into that trap of continuously telling yourself negative thoughts.
And it's funny because most of the time that thought first enters your mind, it really isn't even, I don't think, you thinking that. A lot of times I think the lie comes from outside of you. And as soon as you grab a hold of that and believe it, it turns into your thoughts and your...
Because, I mean, the lies can come from anywhere.
Yeah.
Peers. Yeah.
Anywhere.
Peers, yourself, media, like, all over. Negative thoughts are everywhere.
The enemy and of your soul. All of it.
And it's really sad that that we hold those negative thoughts easier than the positive thoughts.
You can hear one or two nice things or 50 nice things, but if you hear one negative thing, that's the thing that stands out.
Yeah, that's the thing you dwell on. That's the thing that it's like that replays in your head and you need to get rid of it. It's actually really sad how negativity can just run like a wildfire if not controlled.
And a lot of times I think we don't even realize that that's happening. It just, it's happening, but you don't, you don't stop it and recognize it in that moment. Hey, this isn't right. And then correct it.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I definitely had to do when I was walking myself out of depression, is that I had to tell myself every time that I was saying something negative or thinking something negative, I was having to capture that thought process and replace it with scripture so that I could walk through
it. It's a very intentional thing that you have to do. I had to do the same. I've had to do the same thing through different walks and different parts of my life too. Yeah. Just once you, it's so easy because it just starts as one whisper, one lie, one negative thing. And as soon as it just snowballs,
yeah.
And then it becomes this great thing that if you don't recognize it and you don't attack it and replace it every, and you have to replace it every time.
Every
and it doesn't just happen once. And then it's like, oh, you changed my mind and goes away.
You have to keep going.
It's a cycle.
And isn't it crazy too? Like how, I don't know. I imagine you're the same as me, but it's so much easier to speak negatively to myself, who I talk to the most because I'm always with my thoughts. I'm always with my voice. Like, but I speak more negative to myself than I do anyone else in my life.
Absolutely. It's interesting we were talking about kids because it's really nice to hear when they say things and you can recognize it and go, oh, that's that's the issue. But talking, one of my children, she'll say some horrible things about herself. And I go, would you tell your best friend that?
Yeah.
Would you say those same things to your best friend? And she looks at me and she goes, no. I said, then don't say it to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that we have to keep in mind. As we go through this life, we need to be a little bit more gracious with ourselves. I'm not talking about like letting it all go. Hold yourself accountable, but you need to be a little bit more gentle with yourself. And
that same grace that you're willing to give other people, you need to give yourself too.
Yeah. Excuse my dog as he like, she wanders in here.
Sorry. She wants to be on camera too.
Dog mom and mom. Sorry. So that's the biggest thing that we want to explain to you all today, or to share with you all today, is to kind of step back and recognize the words that you're saying to yourself. What are you feeding yourself all day? What are your thoughts? What's going through your mind? What have you accepted as truth that might not be true?
And once you've recognized what those are, come up with some replacements for them. And actually, there's a lot of truth and about that will counteract those lies that are being fed to you just in scripture. And that, honestly, it's our weapon. It's our way of changing our mindset, recognizing who we are in Christ, and realizing we have these beautiful things to replace these negative ones, but you got to go look for them too. And you have to make sure you're reminding yourself of those and telling yourself those. And if somebody had written, in response to what they were doing for the new year, just for overall wellness and health. And a lot of it starts up here in the mind, which is why we're talking about this before we talk about anything else. And she was saying that she was writing positive affirmations all over her room.
I love that.
And I thought, you know what? I need to write some nice things to myself on my bathroom mirror.
Yeah.
Maybe change it up once a month at least. And
it's one of the reasons why I love like some of the wall hangings that I've chosen for our house has scripture and positive things written on it, because I want my family to see it and be surrounded by it and maybe like somehow get it like trapped into that subconscious of theirs. So we will post some scriptures on PDF, but we wanted to share a couple with you today. One of my favorites is 2 Timothy 1:7. For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but it gives us power, love, and self-discipline.
I really like the one you put before that, Jeremiah 29:11, which is, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And that is actually, I have a block underneath my TV that says, I know the plans. And I know when people walk in my house that aren't believers or don't know scripture, probably stare at that block and think,
what is
wrong with her?
Yes.
But if you know this verse, there's so much
truth, you know, and hope in it.
It is.
Like hope for the future. God wants the best for us. He doesn't want us to be negative self-talking. Think about how it breaks your heart when you hear your own child negative talk to themselves. That's exactly how God feels when we negative talk to ourselves.
I was just praying about that this morning. I was like, God, I know you don't want me to see me in a way other than the way you see me. It has to break his heart to see us beating ourselves up for things and just viewing ourselves not in light of not only who he made us, but how he sees us. He doesn't want us to be, and obviously it's not good for us either, to be just swarming in your head with negative self-talk. It's awful.
I mean, we're all talking about mental health. Like, this is where mental health starts. This is how you start on the road to good mental health, by speaking truth and not negativity. And not spinning truth to the negative side. You need to always look for the positive. Seek it.
And we know it's hard. Mm. We're not pretending like
we're not perfect at it.
I have to catch myself every day kind of nitpicking at something or getting irritated about something about myself, or even when it comes to something about who I am or about the way I look. And I have to, you know what, this is not the way I'm supposed to look at myself. It's not the way I'm supposed to feel about it. I need to accept that there are things that may not be perfect. And I know as women, it can be really difficult. We have these high expectations of ourselves. And we can't ever seem to meet these high expectations we have of ourselves. Not totally. We might be able to check a few off. But even if we have checked a few off, we still have the few that we have. I'm like, I can't believe I messed up over here. Or but it's this mind game of really making sure you stop yourself before it goes too far and give yourself grace, forgive yourself and replace it.
Yeah. So our biggest challenge this week is going to be replace negative talk with positive talk. Take a scripture or a favorite quote, something of that nature. And every time you tell yourself that you're not good enough, you tell yourself that you are. And I read in one of those Psychiatry Today magazines or something like that, that it's actually better if you put your name in it too. Like, you know, if you did a good job, you say, good job, Jenny. Like, you talk about yourself in the third person, because you're more likely to be more positive to yourself if you're using your name versus...
Which is hilarious, because that takes talking to yourself to a whole new level. Because I already talk to myself out loud a good bit, which I'm okay admitting. But to actually start using my name while I'm talking to myself, I feel like that puts me in a whole different category now.
I think you just try it. Just try it.
I'll give it a shot.
Let's see what happens.
I'll throw my name in there next time.
Yes.
Good job, Catherine.
All right.
If you guys have any tips, though, if you guys have any tricks for us or anything that's really helped you on your journey to speaking truth to yourself and kind of having more confidence in those things, in the ways that you say things to yourself, if you have any tips in that, we would love to hear. We'd love to hear from you.
Definitely.
Confident self-talk.
Yes. And goal setting.
And expectations. Self-expectations. We're not even touching all the other expectations we have right now.
At least not yet.
Not right now. Got to start with ourselves.
Yes. But so obviously it's the beginning of the year. People are still maybe on their New Year's resolution, but probably not. Like, it's dying down. But I want to talk about, like, real attainable, like, not big goals. I want to talk about...
You mean you're goals. Not planning to take over the world right now, Jenny?
Yeah, no.
No.
I wouldn't want to, actually. It's a hot mess right now.
Like, I don't need that kind of pressure.
Nope. No, I don't. I can handle that. I can handle my little world right now. But goals. So in managing expectations, we last time Catherine talked a little bit about we hold ourselves to unrealistic expectations, and then we can
when we don't meet them, then it just kind of spirals. Pushes us into guilt and shame. Mm-hmm. And so then it goes from not just the negative self-talk, but then to overwhelming feelings of negativity on top of just, you know, negative self-talk.
Definitely. So let's talk about like,
let's talk about what it looks like.
Yeah.
First, like, okay, how does, what is that? Can you give me an example in your life of something that you kind of have to fight a little bit as far as, I can start with me as far as I have expectations about what I want to do with my children, how much interaction and, you know, positive, meaningful interactions with them. And I want to do more, and some days I do pretty good, and then some days I realize, oh my gosh, like I was so busy doing all this other stuff that I didn't give them the attention that I felt like I should have given them. And then, so I set myself with these goals in my head, and then I don't meet them. And so then I go to bed, or I wake up the next day and I'm just like, okay, you could be a better mom. You could do a better job with, you know, giving them more of your time. And but just, it cycles into me feeling like I'm an inadequate mother when I don't make these expectations I have all of the time. Even if I just hit them occasionally, sometimes that's just not good enough for me. I feel like I need to do more. I need to be more. I need to give more. I need to everything. And then when I am human, I'm tired, or I have things that have to be tended to, and I let those things slide, I just,
it spirals.
Yeah. And then I feel guilty and shamed, and like, and then you hear all those nasty voices telling you you're not good enough, and then you feel not good enough, and then
not what God wants for you. And you have to learn to give yourself some grace, just as though, like, and I'm sure your children can't give you all of their attention all the time.
Right.
And nobody, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. There is something to that. But holding yourself up to an unattainable expectation that you're going to be at your children's beck and call doesn't set you or them up for good, you know, good, healthy relationships. They need to learn, you know, that they get you, because when, and I've seen you, we know each other really well, like, you are great with your kids. And when you're with your kids, you're present. You're there. Like, you drive them to the sports. You do the things with them. You practice with them. Like, you're there. But you can't give them your whole self, because you have a calling in all sorts of facets of your life. And
yes.
So trying to maybe, I don't know, put a time limit or days of the week or something might help you in like an attainable goal setting. You know what I mean?
Something it's true. That and that way, even if I can't make something that day, I could move it. I could adjust things. That way I'm not, you know, kind of beating myself up over the times where I've barely given. Yeah.
And in our family, we started, because obviously my husband works a regular job, and then plus we have 5 kids. Everybody has their own thing, different days of the week, like special needs, all the things. And so one thing that we were lacking is that some of our kids don't get to have those typical family experiences because of our special needs kids. Going to the movies isn't something that we can do as a family. Like certain things like bowling, we need to have all hands on deck, you know, extra people there to help us, that sort of thing. And so my husband wanting to spend more time with our kids while they're still little, and giving our kids that can have typical experiences, wanting to give them that he started basically every Friday. He takes one of our children and he goes out and just has one-on-one time, and it's like daddy and them, and that's it. And then I stay home with the rest of them and either make them watch Hallmark movies or
that sounds like child torture. That sounds like adult torture.
We usually like rent a family movie or something that like I can do, and then my special ones can come in and out as they need to or please and stuff like that. And so like sometimes it's a board game, but most of the time it's something low-key because that's what they want. And so that was... And that's
a nice attainable goal.
That's one night a week. I was like, we can do this. And, you know, during the holiday season, we can't do that. But any other time of the year, like, that's our goal. So it was nice and didn't give us mom and dad guilt and all of that stuff that we're not doing all the things that all of our neighbors are doing.
It is good to kind of look at your family and figure out where you can give those times so that it isn't that whole guilt process. We've actually gotten a lot better with that too. We have two, not five, but it is funny to see how nice it's been. We both are like, okay, I'm taking my oldest and we're going to go, we like to shop together and get Starbucks. That's our way of connecting. So we do that. And then my other, we cook together, or, you know, I've tried to do some other one-on-one things. I'm not as fun, you know, it's not always been when you're dealing with special needs, it's not, you have to guess sometimes and it's not always a win, but there's sometimes that you're failing, but it wasn't because you meant to, but it still definitely helps with, because we were intentional. I think when you're intentional about things and you set realistic expectations for yourself, it really does cut back and minimize. Yeah. I know since we have been doing that, and I have found some things to connect with each of them on individually, it's easier to go, okay,
let's do this.
And
that's so much more attainable than, all right, every day after school, I'm going to spend every waking hour, every waking second with you, except when you're in the restroom. Like, you know, that's not attainable. And that's a lot of mom pressure.
It is.
And whew, that's a lot of kid pressure. I know as a kid myself, once upon a time, I would not have liked that.
That's a lot.
I love my parents with everything I have, but
and don't get me wrong, I wasn't saying I wanted to spend the whole evening doing these things, but it's definitely a place of.
So what we're talking about really is what we just gave you, like attainable goals. Give yourself three attainable goals, like whether it's I want to keep my sink clean because that saves my husband's sanity, or it's. Or it's, you know, trying to, I was going to say vacuum up all the dog hair, but that's like never going to happen. Yeah, it's never going to happen. So like attainable goals of, I want to all of my kids to leave with shoes on their feet. Sad to say, yes, I have been that mom that one of my children have slipped through the door without shoes on their feet.
Oh, mine
too.
And
we were going out in public. Like, so now that is one of my goals, that everyone leaves with shoes. And
I had to bring shoes to the front desk at school one morning, and I so got judged by the lady behind the counter, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Do you have a child that, you know, ever had the capacity to leave shoes at the house? If you don't, you don't get to judge here. But yeah, so I know you're not the only person, and I know we've got another friend whose kid has walked out with her shoes on instead of his shoes. No shoes on. Like it's real. That's a real goal.
So that was like an early on goal. Like, okay, has everyone got shoes on? Check. Like, and the key with these is make the three goals. Make goals that you can attain. And then at the end of the day, tell yourself you did a good job. The more and more you set these goals, and I'm talking about every day, set yourself three goals. Once you get those under your belt and you start making this like a purposeful habit for your life, you will start noticing that your mood starts feeling better, that you start feeling better about who you are as a person, a mom, a wife, etc. And then you can move on to maybe stretching yourself to the next level. But start small and build out. You need to build that self-confidence that God knows you have. He put it in you. He wants to see you succeed. And you need to start at the base level and to get there.
I think too, I think it was a movie or something that I had seen, and there was a woman who spoke over her kids. Just our family at night before bed, we try to speak positive things over our girls before they go to bed. But also, even when I'm doing, I don't do my oldest hair. She's too old for that. But the baby, I still do hers. And as I get her ready and she's looking in the mirror and I'm doing her hair, I tell her, I'm like, look at how beautiful you are. You are beautiful on the outside. You are beautiful on the inside. God made you amazing, and you are smart, and you are funny, and you are wonderful. And don't you ever let anybody tell you otherwise, because it's not true. If it's anything other than what I just said, it's not true. And I think if we were to, we might not need to go on forever about ourselves, about how great we are in the mirror, but I still think it might be a good idea to even just, as you get in front of the mirror and you're putting on your makeup or you're doing your hair, say something nice about yourself. Say, hey, I killed it yesterday. Like, yeah. I wrote down a bunch of things. I might have gotten 5 things accomplished yesterday that I really wanted to do instead of, you know, like, I did good yesterday. I really did a lot. And tell yourself you're trying. And when those failures pop up in your mind, because they will, to try to fight your joy and steal your joy, mm-hmm. you're like, yeah, you're right. I did screw up over there. But I'm forgiven and I'm human, and hold yourself to some expectations that you might hold your buddy to. Like, I'm not going to nearly be as hard on you, Jenny, as I am going to be on myself. I'll be like, oh, you did great. You're doing great. What are you talking about? You're doing a good job. But, you know.
Life happens.
You're okay. Happen.
Yeah. So, and it's important that, you press forward to better yourself, but you give yourself grace in that process of, okay, I'm not going to be perfect every day. And that's okay, because this is life and we're all learning in this journey.
I think, too, if you pinpoint those places that you do start to feel bad about, go see if those expectations that we're talking about are truly realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, really evaluate how you see what you should be doing, because it may really be out of balance.
Yeah.
And that's causing you undue stress that you really don't need to add extra to your life, I'm sure. So.
Well, hopefully this helped you guys out a little bit. This is the journey that we've been walking on for a little while now, and it really does help. And we wish the best for you guys. We want all that God wants for you. And let us know in our emails or on the website, or you can also reach us on Facebook and Instagram and all the places. We're there. We're all the places.
We really want you guys to know that you are valued and loved and cherished by the God of the universe, the God that specifically created you with absolute purpose, and He wanted you. He wanted you so much. He made you an individual exactly as you are, unlike anyone else. He created you for His purposes, His glory. He wanted a relationship with you. Yes. And
He created every hair on your head. Scripture tells us He knows every hair.
Every single one.
So whether you're having a good hair day or not, the Father of the universe created it, and He thinks you're beautiful.
And all His thoughts about you are more than all the sand. That's in Psalm. And it just, we're here to help build your confidence in who you are and how you see yourself and in every aspect of your life. And we're excited to go on this confidence journey with you this year.
Very excited.
Yeah.
So don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. And if you like us, don't forget to leave a comment and like and share.
Yeah.
Our website is www.pursuingtruenorth.com.
You guys have a great week. We'll see you soon.
Bye.